Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun-o goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Ginsey,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And a beautiful day out here in the Sierra Nevadas. A little bit of, we got Chris Isaac here playing in the background. And I see a caller out there. I wonder who that could be. We got a few folks showing up here this Friday night, and it's good to be here. I was going to do the show last night, but I was a little bit tired. I had a lot of stuff that was going on, and I just ran out of juice. So I decided to just, you know, pull some executive privilege and go ahead and just move it to Friday. So here we are, and it's good to see you guys out there. Let me stop that music down. Tried some new stuff with fade-ins and things here in the studio. Studio A is getting back to full power. My God. And let me see. Let me bring on, I think it's Shava, Mystic Shava. There's not just a Shava. She's a Mystic Shava. Okay, let's bring her on. Hello, my dear.
Hello. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. It was a really good day. I got a lot done at work. Got out to just a tad early and went out and did some metal detecting and pulled in a few coins and came home, had dinner, checked up on Dad. Dad's doing good. The new medicines are helping him a bit, and everything's in its place. Let's put it that way. And it's, yeah, so I came in here in the Studio A, and I tried a new audio hookup here. Did you hear that music that I played? I'm just checking with people listening. The Chris Isaac music that I was playing at the start there?
Yes, it was very choppy here on the phone, though. Kind of choppy.
Okay.
Hard for me to pick it all up.
Yeah, and if some of the others out there in the studio audience there can just comment on how that sounded. I'm just trying some new things, and if that doesn't work out, I'll just skip doing it that way. What I'm trying is to bring a new audio feed in through the mixer and just do it just straight without having to upload the files to Blog Talk. So I was just trying something new and see if it worked. Executive privilege. You like that? I'm the commander of this boat. Let's do it that way. We're going there. Yeah. So, but how's your day going?
Well, actually, my day has been really good considering I still officially have pneumonia.
You poor thing. And here I am coughing now. I'm still getting over a few things myself. How are you better?
I am. I'm feeling really pretty good today. I mean, I'm weak, but I was able to go out and run a couple of errands. After about two or I did three. After three, I was, oh, my gosh, so ready to come home. But I ate again for the second day because I didn't eat for like a week. But for the second day, I ate. So it was good.
God.
I mean, I'm still at one day of, you know, yesterday I ate once and today I ate once. But, you know, since I'm not very active, that's been plenty. So
I know how that goes. When I had my surgery back in December, I was just not into any of, you know, eating was just the last thing I wanted. I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks. And, boy, my pants were falling off of me. I've gained a bit of it back, but I have not gone back to what I was before. So I'm fitting in some size 36 pants just fine, thank you. Yeah, but now that I'm working, out with the detector and I'm getting out, every night and doing stuff, I expect I'll be dropping back a bit. So, I'm trying to just get physically fit, you know, that's what they wanted me to do. And so it's, my blood pressure's down. I feel better getting out there and physically moving around. You know, God made our bodies to actually use instead of just sitting in front of a computer all the time. You know, getting out there and exercising all this stuff is really good for you. And I know it's old advice, but when you get out and do it, you feel better. And boy, I feel a lot better. So, my God, we've got folks dropping in all over here. Let's see, we've got Daniel Adam, Dan's my co-pilot tonight. For, you know, starting the show, he always shows up to start the show with me. So Dan was co-pilot as we launched. Let's see, we have Frank out there, and he's going to be, I think, calling in to do a reading here. Because he had something he wanted to do, so I'm pretty much set for him. Tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to rip the studio apart and rewire some things so we can make this a little bit better for some of the future shows, because I've got some things in mind. I've got plans. Let's see, we got Gerber Daisy TM. Hello, my dear. Gerber Daisy with the new icon there. I can't tell what that is. It's like a little bird or a two-headed bird or something. Guest 29627, you are from France. We see you. And good to see you. Hours of Deliverance. The Hour of Deliverance is here. Good to see you. Deliverance was a great movie. Let's see. Jack Burton, 81. Better than the other 80. Good to see you, number 81. Mystic Chava is here. She's like with me. She's my co-host tonight. Hello, Mystic.
Hello, John.
And she is actually doing this from her sick bed, and it is deeply appreciated. And for all of the folks out there listening, you know, at the end of the show, say a prayer for her to that her lungs will keep healing and she'll be officially over this whole thing with the pneumonia. So we'll get that squared. And let's see. Oh my goodness. And my Arizona friend. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying thank you so much. That's really appreciated. I thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll see here. You know, I'm stuck talking like this now. Can't talk my voice. Let's see. We got Briesley Marie, my good friend from Arizona. She is out there listening in. So good to see you, my dear. Big hug to you. I'm going to try this year to get out to Arizona again, and I've been thinking you know, I already did Northern Arizona, by the way, so I will be probably spending some time down in the Phoenix area and kind of around those towns doing some paranormal investigation and, of course, a little metal detecting in the, on the side. So we will be doing some of that and communicating with spirits and things like that. But tonight, I mean, this is really the first time I have felt really, really, really good. Even though I've got this dumb little cough, I just feel really good, and I've got the energy like I had last year before I got sick. So I am just looking forward to doing some readings tonight. Oh my God, the people are calling in and listening. Okay, we don't have any hands up, but I see a 978, and I've got a 509, and I see a 978. excuse me, with a hand up. So we do have callers out there, and what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do some psychometry. We're going to have some very precise psychometry done. people have to guess what we have in the studio. And let's see, what other things? We're going to be doing, I can do mediumship, and I have not done any work for a while. I'm a bit rusty. Hope the spirits are going to be with me tonight. We'll give that a try. And let's see, we will do, and I think Frank is going to want to do some EVP, on-air EVP, and we have the facilities here to do that, to have spirit communication through our computers and our special equipment we have here, so we can do instrumental transcommunication, yes. So we have these things, and we can make this happen for you, yes. You will like, I like this, yes. So, and I have my voices back. Captain James T. Kirk, Spock, Bones, we've got ghosts on the Enterprise. You've got to get them all. Okay, so let's see. Let's go ahead and take Mystic as... Mystic, you need to see Bones. He's going to cure you. He just gives you one shot. You'll be better.
I love him.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. Let's see. 978, you're going to be coming on here. Here we go. 978, you're on the air.
Hello, it's me, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Trevor.
I wanted to see what he would do if I just said something and then shut up. Frank, how? Oh God, I'm starting to cough. I'm laughing so. Excuse me. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good overall. Yeah.
You're doing good. So you wanted to do the other night. I felt bad because we were kind of coming up to the close of the show, and it was my first kind of time out the gate. And didn't have things really set up for it. But I think you wanted to do some kind of work doing, I think on your EVP like we've done in the past.
Yep.
Okay. I'm all for diving right into that. And then afterwards we can do some psychometry. So let me switch mics here. I'm going to fix this setup tomorrow, so it's a little better, but let me switch over to B. Okay, I think, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'm on the directional mic, and I'm over on the other computer. I just have to move over about 2 feet to get set up, and we'll have this a little bit more polished tomorrow. I'll have it all rewired, but tonight we can make this work. So what we're going to do, let me get a little more audio. I think that's a little bit better. Okay, can you hear me a little better, guys?
Yes, okay. Sounds good.
All right. I am going to see. I got to remember how to do all this stuff. And while I am doing this, let me see. Do I have power on the radio? Yes. My goodness. The battery survived the winter. I'm gonna... Can you guys hear that static?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's our static audio source, and I'm just going to run a quick audio check. I have not done this. What we'll do, Frank, is we're going to do about a minute, and maybe just a bit less than a minute so I can kind of refresh. It's good to have you on because you know how this all works. And what we'll do is I'm just going to run a quick check and make sure everything's up and running. Okay, checking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, check, and play that back. Okay, checking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check. Okay, looks good. All right, so the winter resulted in things actually still functioning. What a concept. Wow, man. Okay, so what we're going to do is the old five count, as you remember, Frank, and so many times in the past, what we'll do is I'll do a five count, and then we'll have you go ahead and do your quick question. Keep it short and to the point. Go about 15 seconds or so, or 10 seconds, however long you feel, and then go on to your next question. We'll limit it to 2 for today. And then we'll go through the analysis, and I'm going to have to remember all this stuff as I go. I have not done one of these since November. I mean, I've really missed this. So, yeah, I have not had – let me turn this off while we're doing that. Let me see. Yeah, I haven't done this for some time now. So And I found out that there are people who listen to my show who have been doing similar things to what I'm doing, which I was encouraging. So it's good to see other people out there doing this work. But I'm now getting back into game. You know, there's some competition in town. So we're going to be getting back at it. Here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it back up. And I'm going to give you the five count there. And then be ready with your questions. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2. Actually, I got to turn that up. Just realized I screwed that up. That's a little better. Takes a little extra volume. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm not liking that at all. All right, better. Okay, here we go. By a count of five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Will I get what I've been asking for?
Okay, next.
And what about the physics idea?
Okay, I stopped at 45 seconds. Going to turn off the power on the white noise. And let's go back and run an analysis on this. Okay, first thing first. Is that me or is that you, Frank? Are you making that noise? I think you're the one.
Well, I did move my desk for a second, so maybe that made it.
Ah, yeah, I was hearing this thing, and I'm going, is it my system doing it? Or... Okay, here we go. What I'm doing right now is just running some compression stuff and the normal things that we would do, and just boosting the signals. And let's see, we're going to run compression. And what I use is the free program Audacity. Anybody can get this. Anybody can copy what I'm doing. I'm not claiming any special abilities or anything like that. Let's see. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is take from your point forward and clean up these two. I'm picking the, what I'm doing is basically enhancing the white noise and bringing out the voices that do come in from spirit right after your questions there, Frank. So you've done this before. You know how it works. But for those in the audience that don't know what I'm doing, this takes a little bit of work. This is, you literally work your butt off on this. This is not easy stuff. And you have to run through the filters. It's kind of a judgment thing. You have to figure these things out. Now, I'm seeing a few patterns, so it looks like we got some responses. Now, exactly what were your questions? Because I didn't quite hear those, Frank. What was the first one there while I'm doing some of the...
I've been asking for something, and I just wanted to know if I'm going to get it. And let's say that I've been thinking about some things that have to do with physics, and I just wanted to see if they have anything to say about it.
I think, the sense I get, first thing I get with you is there's a woman around you who's been kind of guiding you on things, and it's not a woman who's, quote, alive, but she's been like a guide. That comes in just, you know, from my immediate sense of it. So I do think you're getting some help there. Do you feel like you're being more intuitive, you know, these days?
No more than usual. I mean, but I've really been not paying attention to anything lately. I've been very out of tune, let's say it that way.
What do you mean out of tune? I mean, do you feel like, because a lot of people seem like right now with all the things going on and the economy and everything, is people are just really weirded out right now, and including myself. I mean, I went through some real stuff.
Yeah.
You know, is that kind of weird?
Out of tune wouldn't be the right word, perhaps. Might be like blocking or just blending everything in? Because I'm sort of focusing on many other things. So if something happened that triggers my intuition, I might just dismiss that in the moment because I'm more focusing on the things just for a short period of time at this moment.
Okay. Well, I am. I've got the first question. The audio. There was definite responses here. It's really nice to see this, guys. it's just really neat to, and I'm saying that, guys, to the other side, because I was really worried today as I was at work. I was thinking about this show going, oh, God, I'm not going to get any responses when I do it. They're probably mad at me. I haven't been around. But that's not the way they work. And they don't even work on the same time that we do. So for them, it was just, I was just gone a few minutes. But for me, it's tough, because it's like you think, when you do this work, you think that it's the same for them, and you have to just stop and go, no, it's not like that. It's a whole different ball game for them, and they don't judge us the way that we would, in the living sense, would judge. There's a lot of stuff in this second one. This is, I'm going to run this second noise removal. And I'm going to give it just one more pass. I think that needs a little extra cleaning. Love to find a way to actually automate this a little more. I've tried a couple of things, and it just never seems to work. So I'm going to stick with my tried and true for tonight, and then I'm going to keep working on that. Okay, that looks really clean. I heard, I think it was Mystic said something.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself a medium?
Yeah, let's put it this way. I come from a long line of them. my mother is definitely gifted. All her sisters are gifted. I've had repeated things happen from the time I was a child. When I was seeing, entities, I was seeing, floating lights, things that I couldn't explain. And I was, blessed that, my family was very matter of fact about it, because it was no big deal. Like, everybody saw this stuff in the family. It was like, what's so special about you? So that's kind of the way it worked. But the one we can trace back to is one of my grandmother's sisters was actually a professional medium in Kansas. And there was this, one of her sisters was also practiced and did this stuff, but was not professional. So they worked together, and they were very interested in my mother, because my mother would have out-of-body dreams and could go places in her sleep and then come back and tell you about them, and they were factual places.
Right.
And she could actually – so she and each of us has these different little skill sets. I get disasters. I pick up disasters, and since I'm in this, the space propulsion business, I would pick up accidents like the shuttle stuff. It was really traumatic. I mean, you're working in the field, and then these things happen, and you're picking up on this stuff, and you're going, what is this? And then the next day, big trouble, happens. The other thing is I see spirits. I occasionally get clairaudience. It's not my strongest sense. Usually what I get is ideas just pop in. I'll get the sense of what they're telling me, and I'll just say names. I'll blurt names out. So it is mediumship. It's just it's something you have to work at, though. You don't get a pass that you get to say, I'm so special, and it just comes in. There are people that are like that, but, I'm not one of them. My mediumship I got to work at, and
right.
It's like everybody else who does this. If you're going to be doing it, you got to stay on it. And I've been out of it for a while, so it's going to be getting back on the horse again. And I got to relearn some things,
Right.
So I hope that answers.
Right. Well, I know your story, and of course I always love to hear, because you always give new tidbits each time you tell it, which I love. But yeah, and I am also a medium. But the reason I was asking was for benefit of Hour of Deliverance. He was asking some questions, and when you're done interpreting what you've picked up, maybe you want to say something about it. I was trying to explain to him, because he's thinking like mediums of old, those old-time mediums, like when Edgar Casey was around. He's thinking that we work with one familiar spirit, and he was wanting to know what your family's familiar spirit was, and I was like, it's not like that. So maybe you would want to talk about your experience when you're done interpreting.
I've got some definite thoughts on that. I'll definitely be glad to do that. And I also, by the way, I just looked over and I do see the callers out there. So what we will do is get through this part and go ahead and get Frank's questions all addressed here, and then we'll move on to addressing these phone calls, and then afterwards we'll do some psychometry. So let's go ahead and play Frank's first question. Oops, I'm hitting the wrong mouse. I'm so screwed up in this studio. I'm like grabbing the wrong mouse going, why isn't this thing clicking? Okay, here we go. First question, Frank's, here it is. And that was a little bit too high in the static, but it says basically, he says, what will I get what I'm asking for? And the way I do this is I play the question just like I did, and then I read off seconds, and then I start trying to interpret what's said by the other side. So here we go, 5 seconds to six, and we're going to put it on repeat. We're going to put it on loop play. Here goes. Okay, that's a male voice for sure, and it is, that's a definite response, and I have to go with what they say, and I don't know what this name means, but Dado's a rip. Dado's a rip. Let me play this again. I'll go with the cadence here, and here goes. Dado's a rip. Dado's a rip. Dado's a rip. So it's definitely a voice modulating through. The rest of these are very structured phrases, and you know, so I think we're going to have a good response here. Dado's a rip. Sometimes they'll just say the darndest things. I don't know what that means, but I am going to try one thing. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, and then you put it in reverse, and I'm going to reverse it and just see what we got. Okay, that's a little more sensible. There's an angel. And so you have that. It's a reverse EVP, first thing out the bat. There's an angel. Let me play that repeat again. There's an angel. There's an angel. There's an angel. Yeah, so there's an angel. So that's 5 seconds. I'm just writing these down as I go. Okay, let's go. Let me undo that. Undo the reverse, so we got it in the original. But that's an interesting first time out the gate. I don't get reverse EVPs right off the bat like that too often. Okay, 6 seconds to 8.5 seconds. Let's see what we got here. Okay, I don't know, it's definitely a male entity, and it's saying you're running home to something, and I can't quite, I'm just going to go with you're running home to it, and I can't quite interpret what the last part is. Let's go 8.5 to 10, and here we go. Okay, very clear. 8 to 10, and I immediately, I don't know what this physics thing that you're doing is, Frank, but it says fix your compass.
Okay.
Fix, fix your compass. And compass could be the direction that you're going in, whatever, but it says that, that's what it says, fix your compass.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Let's go 10 to 12 and a half seconds, and I may have to back that off. And for those in the audience that are listening in, the way this usually works is I usually have about a two-second buffer that I can handle trying to interpret these things. So that's why I generally go about two and a half seconds. So here we go. Let's give this a try. Okay, that's extremely, what they're telling you is let them help you. Is there someone that you've confided this idea into in the work that you're doing, or are you trying to do this by yourself?
No and yes. I mean, if I go in that direction, I won't be by myself, obviously, but yeah, nobody knows my current idea.
Okay, this it sounds like somebody, whoever it is that's on the other side is commenting on this, is saying, let them help you. That could be, I'm coming at it from just an oblique angle here, but it sounds to me like somebody is going to be able to assist you with this. And I personally think it's somebody in body. Now, this is not just a spiritual thing. You're getting help from the other side all the time, but you may need to get somebody that you can confide in to kind of give you a viewpoint that you can bounce ideas off of and collaborate with. And, you know, so definitely think about that, you know, in this whole experiment that you're doing. Because, I mean, that's pretty clear. Let them help you. You know, and change your direction. You know, change your direction. Let them help you. You know, and this whole thing with the compass. So, let's just keep going. 12 and a half to 14. Here we go. That's interesting. You're doing, this is scientific work, right? I mean, you're doing a science experiment?
Yeah.
So that's a yes, it's an affirmative?
Yes.
Okay. This is probably as unscientific as it gets. It says here, tell them you love them. And it took me a while. I was sitting there going, no, they're not saying that. And it's like, yes, they are. So this may be some personal stuff, too, going on, depending on what's going on in your personal life. But let's just keep going. I mean, 14 to 16, here we go. Okay, it's referring to you'll find the seven. You'll find the seven. And let's get the last part of this, 16 to 17.
Can you repeat that?
What's that?
Can you repeat what you said about seven?
I didn't understand you, Frank. Go ahead, just repeat that carefully.
Can you repeat what you said about seven?
It says you'll find the seven. You'll find the seven. Yeah, I mean, it's... it's very cryptic, it seems to mean stuff to you. So, Okay. Here we go. 16 to 17 seconds, and we'll close out this first question.
we will help you. Very, and that's it's a new voice. It's a another male voice, and it just really quickly goes in there and says, "We will help you." So, what I would say would just be talk openly to them when you're going to do this, some of this work, and then just see what they, you know, just and then just let your mind kind of wander. And when you're hitting, when I do the kind of work I do, like today, I was doing some really difficult programming, and I had a problem, and I had to get up, and I took a long walk and came back, and the answer was like right there waiting for me in my subconscious. When I got back, I just went, oh, you know, okay. And that's kind of how it works. So sometimes they help us with that. We just all we need to do is just back off trying to solve it ourselves and let other forces come to play. Here we go, 21 to 24 seconds, your second question. So we'll just play that real quick. And it's going to be a little bit loud, so just warning everybody.
What about the physics idea?
And what was this, what about the what idea?
The physics idea.
Okay, what about the physics idea? Okay, here we go. We're going to go second question. I'm just making a mark on that. And it's going to be 24 to 26 seconds. Okay, here we go. We're going to put it on repeat play. And by the way, I see Gina's here. Hello, dear. Big hug to you. God, this is funny. You really are well liked on the other side with what you're doing. You know that. Because what they're saying is helping, we love you. I just love that. I mean, as a scientist, just sitting there like, you're just doing all this real engineering and you're working your butt off, and these spirits are going, oh, we love you. We're going to help you with this. Yeah. Okay, 26 and a half seconds to 28. Here we go. Okay, that's extremely easy. Got it right on the first pass. You have the key already to this. You already know. You've already done the work, and you just need to get the realization. So you've got the key just to unlock whatever this is you're working on. So they're being very clear. It's in there. You just need to let your mind wander to the right answer, and it will come. 28 and a half to 31. I'm going to see if we can get through this stanza. It's a pretty complete stanza here, so let's see what we got. Is this something you're actually doing physically? Is there like a physical, is it like a chemical thing, or you're doing some kind of physics equipment where you're doing electrical or laser or light or something like that?
Well, in the future will be.
Okay. What they're saying here is we'll help you through the touch. We'll help you through the touch. And that's a very clear. It's just, it was unmistakable. So it's something... it could be the way they're saying this is, the way that you're touching the idea, the way that you're handling it. It could be actually a legitimate something you're going to be touching and handling. Will help you with this too, whatever this is. So, 31 to 33 seconds. Next stanza. Here we go.
Thank you.
It's really difficult on this one. It's a new voice, and it's another male, and he's saying, use the half two. Use the half, like H-A-L-F, use the half two. Or you have to. Maybe it could even be that, but I'm having difficulty with it. So I'm going to put question marks around the half or have. You have to, or use the have to, the have to. I can't really make sense of it. Okay, we're going to go on 33 to about 34 and a half. Here we go. On what I'm going to do is because this is like a continuous, this thing is a really long stanza, so I'm going to get the last part of it, 34 to 36, so we get the whole gist of it. So I won't say what it is just yet. Here we go. Okay. Do you know someone named Debbie?
I had a classmate named Debbie a long time ago.
Yeah, are you still in touch with her?
No.
You are?
Huh?
You are?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No,
I'm... You're not? Well, what I'm going to say here is it's the first one was saying something about hating them, really, and it was like what I think this guy is saying is he's hating something. He's kind of just off the cuff making a remark, and then he just goes on to say Debbie's going to help you, and it's really clear on the Debbie's going to help you. So there's this Debbie person that's going to be involved with you on this, whatever this is. So you know they're really opening. The whole gist of this thing has been that you need to open up to have somebody help you. You've got physical help on this side that can be arranged, and the spirit world is pushing you to do that, to get this thing realized, because you can't do it by yourself. You know, everything that's reading on off of this is telling you that. So, you know, there you go. Let me keep going, and it's going to be 36 to 39. We're going to go ahead. This is an extremely clear set from the looks of it, so I think we're going to have an interesting message here. Okay, it's first part's kind of difficult, but I'm just guessing, and I'm going to put question marks around it. I think it's saying like really, and then it's a new voice, yet another male, and he's saying really hate to miss you, and I get the feeling you're being followed around by quite a gang of these guys. Okay, here we go. And let's go. We're down to the last two. It's going to be 39 to 42 and a half. I'm going to run this whole thing and see, because it's a very long stanza. And let's see what we get. Here we go. Thank you. Are you? Is this involving light? Any or devices that light up? You know, could it do that?
Light?
Yeah. Does it have like light equipment? Is there electrical or light involved in this?
Could be.
Well, it's saying here, use the flashy thingy, and I swear to God, that's what it's saying. Use the flashy thingy, and it's just it's kind of crazy. I mean, they're not really being technical with you, but you know, you say it makes some of this make sense to you. Just put that into perspective. Whatever this is that they're talking about, it's something that's flashing, something that lights up. So think about that. Put that into the mix. Okay, 43 to 45. Here's the final part. Here we go. Whoops. I got that wrong. Okay, let's try it. That's a little better. Let us clue you in. So they are being very clear that the answer's there. So I'm going to reread this. You know how the drill goes here. So your first question was asking about solving this whole thing. And 5 seconds, there's an angel. So you have some pretty high-powered help there. You're running home, and I couldn't get whatever that was. Then it says, fix your compass. Let them help you. Tell them you love them. You'll find the seven. We will help you. So this sounds like guidance, a lot of real guidance messages. Second question is, was basically relating to more specifics about the physics of it, you know, solving this. And this is, again, more guidance, literally guides, helping, we love you. You have the key. We'll help you with the touch or something to that effect. Use the half, or use the, or you. I'm just going to go with that. Use the half too, H-A-L-F. Something about half. Debbie is going to help you. Then this one male comes in and says, "Really hate to miss you," and I get a feeling you're being followed around either by someone from family who has passed or somebody you were close to, but it was a male energy. Then it says here, use the flashy thingy. I like that. And then at the end, one of the more familiar male voices from the prior sets says, "Let us clue you in." So there you go.
Yeah, and the first half definitely makes a lot of sense. Into the second question, bits and pieces. It, but I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's pretty good because in the past they never fit at the first impression, and next day or two they actually fit. So I think it was great.
Yeah, and thank you for, you know, considering the fact that I haven't done this in a bunch of months. I'm feeling pretty good about it. It was pretty right on the money as far as the responses and everything, and I was able to remember all the things I needed to. I was surprised to get as clear responses as we did. So I'm exporting the file for you, Frank, and we'll get that to you. I'll mail it before the show goes out here. I'll get that because I think I've got your email address, and I've sent stuff to you before, haven't I?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll look for you on, I'll get on Gmail and then shoot that out. So we've got that out the door. And thank you for, it was an honor having you for my first EVP read in many moons. So I appreciate you doing that, man.
Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Take care.
Bye. Bye, Shava.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to switch mics. Here we go. I'm going to switch over. Okay, back on the regular studio mic. Let's see. Here we go.
Yeah, Frank has angels. He is an extremely brilliant person, very wise, too, in the way he handles things. So I am very happy that he was the one that called in. And let's see, I'm going to, I think he's the 978, so I'm going to go ahead and put that on hold. And we have other callers here. We have a 509, an 847, and someone 618 is listening in, so but they don't have their hand up. So I'm going to go ahead and just go with the 509 caller. Whoops, that just moved. Okay. 509, you are on the air.
Hello. It's so good to hear you, to talk to you. I've listened for a little bit. Love the stuff you put up. And
thank you.
You couldn't be making a better show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, who we got? What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Kenny.
Oh, hi, Kenny.
Kenny, I have a very it's an uncomfortable haunting experience in my house.
Okay, we can try to help with that.
I'm hoping that there's some sort of, you know, I believe in the spirits, and I just hope there's some sort of, you know, like, some sort of cleansing I could do in my house here that could get rid of this. But there's,
what is happening? I mean, what's the, you know, go into the history of this.
This, I mean, to describe this is embarrassing. It's just because it feels like I'm crazy. There are two rooms at the end of the hall. We have kind of a rancher-style house. It's really long. And there are two rooms at the end of the house that we have that, you know, they're hardwood floors, just beautiful, sunlit, clean rooms. You know, we just have – we had plants in there. We figured maybe that was the issue, so we got rid of the plants. We kept the room stark, bare, empty, right? And we now have had – My wife, June, and I, we both have had experiences right after eating meals. If you go into that wing, those two rooms of the house, you get completely nauseous. I'm not into the spook stuff. It's so immediate. And we've had friends over for meals. We play canasta together, you know, on Saturday nights. And we used to have that be a game room. And, it was sudden. It was within a day that it wasn't and it was.
How long have you been at this place?
This is a retirement community. Used to be from the Northwest, living in Boca Raton right now.
Okay, so what happens is you go in there after you eat, and you this seems to be happening for everybody, not just you and your wife, but other people have the same experience, right?
We thought, when you get to be 78, stuff starts breaking, and you just kind of figure sometimes, you know, things don't work, and you start to not notice the small stuff that happened, but this is very specific. And it's been both my wife, June, and I, and two different couples, both each couple, Ernie and Jasper and each of his wives, have come down. We've had this happen. They all four got sick.
Okay.
I've never had this before.
Now, before we ascribe a paranormal cause to this, because, I mean, I run my own team, and when we go in, first we're skeptical. We look at it from, what's conventional? What are the conventional causes? Have you had anybody go in and take a look at the room and look for EMF, electromagnetic fields that are way overboard, or is there any potential for there to be some environmental cause that's going on?
You know, I was an environmental agent actually working for the state before I retired, this was way back in the day, but I checked for the carbon monoxide, and I checked for any sort of poisonous elements of it, but I haven't done any. I haven't done the EVP process, mainly because I don't have the equipment. I'm always curious about collecting data, you know.
Well, what I would say would be bring in a paranormal team that's local to you there in Boca Raton, and there will be a group, and they're going to come in. And I wouldn't even do EVP right off the bat. Before we even get into talking paranormal, we go in and we, you know, do some basic measurements just to say, is you know, do we have electromagnetic fields that are off scale? One of the things that happens is
EVP would, you know, there'd be an electromagnetic. Possibly might be a simpler answer.
Yeah, EMF is well known to cause all sorts of strange reactions. People get strange feelings, like they're dizzy. They can feel nauseous. They can feel creeped out. They can feel like they're being watched. They'll have auditory and sometimes visual hallucinations. And
yeah.
That's the first thing you check for. So that is that's the thing I would be looking at.
So it's the EMF. You know, I mean, that's funny, and that seems to make sense in a certain sort of, for a cyclical way, just to, our grandson, early 90s, used to listen to EMF, the band, and we hated that music, and he blasted that in the house. So EMF, it just seems synchronistic for us to try that first. So we will give that a shot.
Yeah, I would have definitely have that checked out, and then if that looks good for that particular room, and there's nothing that can explain what's going on, then you get into the realm of okay, let's start looking at some potential paranormal causes, and that's when we open up the toolkit and we start looking at okay, let's run some EVPs, see if we got spirits in the area. Then you start looking at the history of the land that you were on. Was it an Indian burial ground? Was it a settler burial ground? Was there a farm or a ranch there that somebody lived on and was close to, and there's a history that's in the book someplace? So those are the kind of things that you would do, and that pretty much in that kind of order.
You know, and that's, I would say, I appreciate you being here and putting up the good fight because as a person that's been around the world, lived a long time, and has seen a lot, it's frustrating when you witness something that you can't explain to people. They want to dismiss you, not investigate the thing that you saw. Because with my own eyes, I've seen some things that I cannot explain. And
oh God, I could tell you stories. I mean, I'm a senior computer scientist in the aerospace business, and I have seen stuff that I look at and I still look at now, and I go, if I hadn't seen it myself, I wouldn't believe it. And you just have to realize the universe is close to 14 billion years old, and you know, science thinks it knows so much. Well, it doesn't know everything, and we are consistently humbled as human beings by these things. And so, you welcome to the party.
Yeah, well, we're in the area of that, you know, being so old, I will say, you as the younger generation and the youngest generation that's listening right now, just reach for the stars, because we will be there. And before long, there's going to be changes in the way humans interact with the universe that frankly will, you know, knock the taint right out of your pantaloons.
Okay. Well, hey, I sure appreciate you calling in, and hope that, you know, answers your question. And, you know, let us know how it turned out. But definitely go out on the Internet and look for a local group that can do your investigation for you. And they'll come in and they'll be real, you know, find a group that's low-key that doesn't try to be a rock and roll band. just somebody who's professional.
On the shows with the blinkers and the buzzers, and they look like they're just doing things like the Sci-Fi Channel or the History Channel. They have these things.
Yeah, no, yeah. You'll find most of the
team. It just looks like just stuff.
No, no. So, yeah. When we go out, when my team goes out, we dress just kind of low-key casual. We just do our thing. We come in and run a few, you know, instrumentation checks. do some interviews, and it's a real low-key event. You're not trying to draw a lot of attention. You're just trying to figure this out. So that's the kind of team you're going to be looking for.
That would be amazing, and I would like just given I sorry to take up a minute here, but I love the energy of your show. I couldn't be a bigger fan. My grandkids got me into listening to podcasts, and yours was one of the first that I had to subscribe to and listen to regularly. You've done an amazing job here, so thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and God bless you, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get to the bottom of this, and I could share this with you.
Okay, call in again, and we'll definitely look forward.
Will do.
Okay, thanks a lot. All right, let's see, we got an 847. Oops, I hit 847. He hung up and I just hit that. So 847, you're on the air. darn machine. So 847, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Yeah,
Priestley.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Big hug. How are you doing?
Big hug. I'm good. My mother's driving me crazy, though.
Oh,
so
my
I want
God.
To know if I...
No, that can't be happening. You can't be going crazy.
I am. I'm getting all these... somebody's trying to talk to me, and I must be missing the message. I'm not getting it.
You're being followed around, daytime, nighttime kind of thing? You got somebody... there's somebody that's, like, always around watching you? Is that the feeling you're getting?
Well, every time I look at the clock, my birthday is on there. I'm finding these pennies everywhere.
Oh, boy.
I was dreaming some crazy stuff last night. I was going around the world. I was traveling around the world telling people who God really is.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, and I'm getting all these crazy numbers and all kinds of stuff. It's just, it's nuts. So I since you're doing EVPs tonight, I'm calling in.
I can tell you this. I'm getting some stuff right off the bat. A woman is following you around, red hair, Irish, Ireland, that kind of place. And I got two, and I don't know if this is, quote, DD, like DD, the name, or D and then a D. But it sounds like DD is just what I got right off the bat. So I'm getting this woman who seems to know you, and I'm not sure you've ever met her in, quote, in person, but she definitely seems to be associated with you, getting your attention. And then this thing with the pennies, that's one of the two that are following you. There's another one that you did know in this life that's with you. And I'm not getting, I'm going to just say male, but I'm not getting much beyond that. And seems to be kind of closed about revealing much about himself. So that's just the sense I have as an older male. So that's kind of the two that I'm getting. I'm getting that this woman seems to have a real interest. She laughs at you a lot.
Really?
She's just like, yeah, she thinks you're funny. she's wanting you to open up a little more.
How much open do they want me? I'm a damn open
book. They want you to open up to more of this. I mean, are you doing like regular meditative work? You're doing all the spiritual stuff that you've been really wanting to do?
Yeah.
Have you really been following up with it?
Yes.
What's your dream and how far have you taken it to go to make it happen?
Now there's a story.
I tied into that one. I'm back in the saddle now. So tell me the story.
My dream is the same dream I've had for the last 20 years is this reoccurring dream of being on this island somewhere in the Bahamas where I have an orphanage and an educational center for people who feel lost in the world.
So what have you done? And is this really what you want?
Yes.
It's a dream? You want this?
Yes. Brenda and I have a vision board that we built together around this.
So what have you done to make it happen?
I'm writing my business plan for it right now.
Ooh, you're taking action. This is good.
Yeah.
So, and you've got help with Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Who? And tell me about Brenda.
She's 7. She's a...
My
little one.
Okay, and Brenda is pretty open and clairvoyant herself, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It is. You know, again, coming from a family like I did, but treating it with the respect that it was one of those things that my parents made no big deal about it until I started having experiences in the daytime when I was out fishing in the Sierra Nevadas. And I remember a particular time my mother would take me fishing and we would go out and it was real physical stuff. And what would happen would be, you know, we'd get to the end of the day and we'd be cleaning fish. And it was just one of those times you can talk about anything. And one day I was having experiences on the river. And I finally said, look, this stuff's happening to me. Tell me what's going on. And then she opened up and started telling me all these things about the family. And it was one of those things that you learn, there's just a way to introduce your children to it. But you don't overreact to the things that happen when they're not quite at the age to understand all of it yet. It may get kind of thrown in their face if they have a real drastic experience, but they have their guides that help them through too. And it's one of those things that you've got partners there helping you deal with her growing into this. But it's something that you just take to, you're the mother, you know her really well, you know, you're there all the time with her, you two are friends, partners, best friends, all that stuff. When she asked the questions, at whatever age, just be honest, and it'll all come, the right answers will come to you, and it is a good thing. It's a gift that is given to be developed and to be worked with. And unfortunately, a lot of people that get scared of the unknown and then they shut down. Or as parents, they see it developing in a child and they'll shut it down. You have a great advantage because you're into this. So, I don't see anything wrong with it at all. But I do think this woman with the red hair is somebody who's been brought in as kind of a new guide. Is really pushing on you, and this is what a lot of this is all about. And you have this man. This man is, I cannot tell a thing about him other than if he's just there and he's making the point now that he's been watching all this and he's kind of just around. And it's a comforting presence. It's not a presence that I would feel would be negative. It's kind of like he's watching. The sense I get is watching over, okay? Watching over you.
Would he tell you, is he Danish or German?
I don't know. I the only thing I get is a big G. The letter G pops into my, I got a G, big G.
There's only one man that I know that... over on the other side, and that would be my grandfather.
Okay, well, I got big G. Well, I was saying G, I'm just looking at see the first initial. You just like put it right in my face. So were you close to him? I mean, was he somebody that would watch out for you?
He was an interesting one. Yes and no.
Is that why he's so... so distant? I mean, because I just get this feeling. It's like he doesn't want to push himself into the equation, but he's looking over the whole thing, and he's just not wanting to get that close. But he's around. It's like it would be the feeling I get is like he's like one of these guys that takes care of his family, but he's never there.
Yeah, exactly. That would be him.
Yeah, so that's kind of the sense. He's keeping other elements around, you know, at bay around you and working with your guides, but he's still got this. Has it been 10 years since he passed? A little over that? I mean, it's been a while, right?
Yeah, it's about that.
Yeah, so he's still, you know, even though he's been gone quite a while and he's had time to process all this stuff, there's still that sense about how you react to him. And so that's kind of driving how the way he's dealing with being around you. But he feels protective of you, and that's the thing I get with him. This woman, however, is really a wise guide, but she's also she's real pushy. And she's like in your face to get this done, this thing that you're trying to do, and you've got stuff to do. You need to work on it. And so the business plan and all this, the pennies thing is really interesting. Pennies, I know just based on things that, and I haven't seen this myself, but I've seen it, plenty of it, although I get a lot of pennies metal detecting. I don't know, maybe if there's something going on there. I had a whole penny day today. Pennies, you know, falling or suddenly popping in, and numbers that mean things. And I would start counting the pennies and find out what numbers of pennies you're getting per incident. I keep a little logbook of all that stuff. And then whenever you see the numbers that mean something to you, write that down too in the same book and the date and time it happened. And start looking for the patterns, because obviously they're trying to get your attention about something, and you'll make the connection. It'll hit you like a ton of bricks. So, I mean, that's you know, right on the money. I know you wanted to do EVP, but I was getting such clear signals. It was like, hey, sorry, I got to do it this way. We're going to do it this
fine.
Way. Yeah, and it was like, that's what this is about. But I really get the protective nature of the male around you, and he's just, he's really a great guy. You know, there's drinking. Was he a drinker? Did he have a problem?
No, my mother did.
Okay. I was getting drinking, something with drinking, and that's what he
did.
Now,
his mother did, and my mother did, but I don't know whether he did or not. I couldn't tell you.
Well, drinking related to something he was saying. He's not clear at all. I mean, it's just like I can get symbols. I can get occasionally something pops through like a word, and then I just go, okay, I got part of it. You know, and some spirits are just like I can zoom in on them and boom, it's like rattle off the words. And others, like this guy, he's just really, he fades in and out like a radio station that's too far away, you know. So but the drinking thing is there, and it seems to be a theme in the family of, you know, whatever he was talking about. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. Let me think here. Why is he coming around? Has there been I don't want to put this out on here, but let's just say, have there been a big concern about someone in the living sense now around, being around you?
What do you mean?
Is there someone from your past who's been kind of bothersome, shall we say?
No.
I'm still getting it. I'm gonna stick to my guns. What is this about bothersome? Somebody from the past has been, this was a while back. Did you have somebody who bothered you? I'm getting bothersome. You know, this guy, you know, not stalker-like, but this person is somebody you just don't want around you. You know, and that's kind of the sense of this. And this is why I think the male, you know, your grandfather is around. I get this, like there's this unknown element, this person or this thing that's coming is around, kind of trying to insinuate itself into your life, and this is what he's there for. That seems to be the answer here. I'm getting.
It's a spirit.
That's the part I don't know. I'm leaning towards somebody. Oh, is there a spirit trying to insinuate?
Yeah.
I was getting lipping. Okay.
No,
and
there's a spirit.
Okay.
That.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and I'm doing a spirit releasement in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they are trying like hell to stop me from doing it.
Now, you know, it's funny. I was going to talk about this later in the show, but, you know, I made a, all the stuff that happened with me and all the time I've been off air and all the things that have gone on, which I've been more than, you know, everybody knows the story. But last night, I before I went to bed, I said, okay, you know, I'm going to work with you, get back in the game and do what I got to do. And I'm in it for the long haul. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. I go to sleep and I woke up at midnight and I wake up in a total nightmare. And I've got spirit is in my face going, just telling me not to get back into this and just really ripping me a new one for being back in the spirit, you know, this work.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up and I'm looking around going, what the hell? And I walked around the house and I'm looking at in every room and I could feel like somebody was watching me and they were really pissed off. And I finally just invoked the name of God and said, look, and I handed it off to Sky Boss. I said, hey, whoever this is, they don't have any business coming in here trying to pull this. And
yeah.
And it seemed to go away. I get the feeling with a lot of people around the world that there are these elements out there that are trying to make us not follow our spiritual path. And
mm-hmm.
And the ability for people to stand up to these things and say, no, you're not going to do that, and to, you know, be gone with you is really, I think, the key to that. That's kind of I would hazard the guess to say that that's kind of what's happening with this for you.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm just like, no, I didn't come all of this way to give up now. And I, you know, a few choice words that I won't say on air, but I'm not the one. Go see somebody else. You might have a better chance. But, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense then. And your grandfather would be around to kind of push back on this entity, whoever this is. And it's, would I be correct, it's a male?
Yes.
Is it a male entity? Yeah. Yes. And it seems like it likes to breed doubt. Doubt in yourself. And it just kind of, and it seems to have been more active. Physical? Did it get physical? Did it do physical
yes.
things?
Yes.
Good boy.
Yes,
yeah, you
want to
do some
pretty.
Spirit release. You want to do some spirit releasement stuff. And have you? You've already. You know very well what protective measures from psychic attack to deal with and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been doing all that regularly.
If I hadn't experienced it, I would have never believed it though. It was wild.
Yeah, I would. I was getting the feeling it was a living entity because of the physical stuff. That's the sense I had. It was actually doing things on this side. That's why I assumed it was living. Was this somebody that was this actually a person who lived? And then, you know, your sense of it, and because that's what I get is that this person was alive and then died and then has got some fascination with you.
This entity was my parent in another lifetime.
Oh boy. Oh
yeah.
No. It's like a stalker, but you know, not. It's and they're still trying to tell you what to do. Is that what this is? They're trying to control your life?
They're trying to stop me from being on the spiritual path that I'm on. Because they say that I should be on a different path.
What do your guides think about?
Well, my guides validated that, yes, indeed, it was that he was a parent in a different lifetime. They also were there because I took it outside because I couldn't do it in here, in the house.
Yeah.
And so I looked at the computer real quick. So I took it outside and I called in my great angel and my oversoul, and I let them take care of it.
This guy, he's pretty persistent. He's a control freak.
Yeah, there's some background there. I let this person, this entity, run my life for many years.
Yeah, buddy.
Knowingly.
Yeah.
Because of what it taught me, and it helped me survive.
So, you followed what it said for a while, and now that you've been pulling away, it's having a pretty much of a temper tantrum, or it's just not liking this, and you're having to make the separation. It's just like it's like pulling out of a real living relationship. Oh boy.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Well, it seems to be having trouble honoring any boundaries that even, you know, other powerful entities that you're working with, it seems to be able to get around that. I mean, he seems to be quite adept at just coming back for more. That would be the sense of it. But it's diminished. I mean, that's the thing. The physical stuff seems to have diminished, right?
Yes, it was just that one. I mean, it was enough to make me go, "Oh hell no!"
Boy,
this is not happening. This cannot possibly be happening. I will not allow this to happen at all. And so, yeah, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, I've seen things get picked up and thrown. I've been pushed. I've been shoved. I've had things, felt like I've been stabbed. Scratches,
mm-hmm.
the works, you know, doing the, you know, paranormal investigation, all that. They're very capable of physical interaction in our world. And it'll freak you out if you're not prepared for it or you don't appreciate what the potentials are. What I've read is that they can handle anything from about 10 pounds to 50 pounds of force, you know, for things that are, you know, entities that were human or, you know, human-like entities, you get into some of the more powerful stuff out there, it can do a lot more. Can you tell me what it did physically and what it tried to do? Or,
it was moving me. It was throwing me around the living room.
Oh boy! So it was like, and that would be upwards of about 50 pounds of force. If it could get leverage on you, it would do that. It would be able to push that with enough emotion and anger.
And
I actually
never experienced things like that
down.
Before.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I watched one of our team members in GRI get picked up, actually tackled and knocked down, and then I clairaudiently heard the guy yelling, and I was commenting, and I got the whole thing on tape. I mean, my reaction to it before it happened, then the tackling and all the things going on, and there was a woman's voice came in on EVP, trying to get this guy to stop, and it turned out he had been killed in a purposely set fire in the building that we were investigating years and years and years before. So they do have this ability to do this. The sense I get is your grandfather's around to restrain this and stop it from happening, and this guy is not liking it. You've got guardians around you, big time. And in the meantime, you've got this mission to go on to build this future you're talking about and to go this direction that you need to go. You're well on your way, but this red-haired gal is really insistent about action. She's like, chop, chop, you know, you got to be, you know, right on the money. You got stuff to do. You can't wait. You got to go. You got to go. I'm doing a Jeff Goldblum here. You know, you got to go. Okay, we got to go. That's the sense. She's real impatient and wants you to, kind of follow a project plan. and I see it. If I had to say a timeline, you've got a 5-year plan in front of you to get there. If you start today, to get there. In 5 years, you could be there. That's what it's going to take to do that. You know, for the monies and the, you know, the changes in lifestyles, the plans, you know, the, you know, all the stuff with the, you know, your daughter and, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
To make that happen. So that's the sense of it. Is there's there's no time like the present to get this moving, and you're already moving on it. Now, I mean, and it's in a foreign country, right? You're going to go to a foreign place.
Yes, it's in the Bahamas.
Okay, well then I think it's totally doable. You know, you've got a lot of prep work to do. You're going to be traveling quite a bit there to get lay down the connections and get that all. That'll all be coming through pretty soon in the next year. There's going to be the interruption with, you know, some of the things that are going on is, and people are going to try to stop you and say, no, it's not possible, especially with the economy. And that's great. But, you know, even if the economy fails, people are still going to live and they're going to breathe and they're going to go places and they're going to cut hair and they're going to do all the things they do. It's just going to be different. And you can still do this thing that you want to do. It's just going to be a little different than you kind of planned out. But if you still have a plan, if you still have this all worked out, you're going to be able to, you know, realize the dream, even though it won't happen quite the way that, in the path that you think it might. That's the thing to let go of now, is any preconception as to what this is going to, you know, the path that you're going to do to get there. It's
mm-hmm.
That's the least important part of it. It's just getting there. So just don't worry about that. You know, basically the strange stuff is going to be 2011, 2012. All the craziness is going to go on because the world's completely insane right now. 2013, 2014, 2015, the real building years, when this thing really starts to really catch hold. Right now the time is, I'm reading, like, this is coming in like gangbusters. These 2 years is contacts and travel there and getting to know the people that you're going to be working with and all the things you need to do. Two men that you're going to meet. Two men are going to be instrumental in helping you with this. That are, I don't know if they're backers, but they're good advisors. They're really smart. They're going to help you with this. You have a lady that's going to be involved with you too, close to you now, who you are confiding in and talking with about it, outside of what we've talked about. There's like another woman involved. Who are you talking to? There's another woman,
yes,
that's talking to you. Okay, because
well,
they're talking, showing me a woman. Again, I don't even know who she is, but I'm just going, all I see is female. Who
is she?
Is
she a real woman? Is she here?
Yeah, she's a physical woman. She's a physical woman that you're talking to. I mean, is there a woman that you're talking to?
Yes, there's a girl that is in, well, there's a woman that is in one of my classes that has the exact same dream I have.
Okay. So now is there a planned trip to go out to the Bahamas to start scouting locations? That's the sense I get. That's like one of the big things.
Yes.
There's like a big, yeah, that's going to, you're saving money up right now to get to that, right? I mean, that's kind of the sense of it.
I would like to be able to be saving money up, but not yet.
Yeah. It's the thing I get is, yeah, after 2011 is the first trip. It's like into 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at spring, summer 2012. You know, would be about right for the first foray out there to get there. So you've got your work cut out. The time now is to start using the internet connections and telephone just to get all the legwork done you can and keep pushing on this. There's two buildings. Two buildings. Why am I saying two buildings?
Because there's two buildings.
What? Okay. It's like two buildings are being held out in front of you. And what is this two buildings thing? All I see is two buildings. I have no clue what this is. Is this the facility? Is this the place that you're trying? You need two buildings to do this?
Yeah, one is the educational center, and the other one is the housing for the orphans.
Okay. There's going to be a doctor.
I hope so.
yeah, there's going to be a really, no, not just a doctor. Like, you're going to have a famous doctor involved in this. This is the next 2 years, is all this work is going to attract somebody who's really prominent. You're going to get some really powerful help.
Interesting. Now, that's the third time I've heard that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, this is a media-type doctor, somebody that you would have seen on TV or in radio, is going to be involved in this. And I'm not sure who they are. My sense is it's a man. And he's very gentle and was looking for something to get involved in. And in East Coast, this is an East Coast person. If I had to put my finger on it, it would be Virginia, D.C., somewhere around that area. I'm just going to go with, it's within 200 miles, you know, take it or leave it. That's kind of where he's at now physically. But I don't have a name. I don't have a name. So that's all they're giving me. I'm just, man, they wore me out on that one. You got some neat stuff coming up. That is neat. I really think that the big thing right now is get rid of this problem generator that's been following you around. He's going to go away. Yeah. And just call on your grandfather and talk to your grandfather more. He would appreciate that. And you know, if you invite him
sure
in a little closer, go. I think that if you just. If now that he's kind of made himself known, he probably just wanted to edge in a little bit and then test the waters to see how you'd react. See what happens when you just talk to him, because you might. If I had to guess, he might make a physical appearance for you. Yeah, he might just show himself and just go, "Hi, I'm here. Nice to see you." And love you, but yeah, I got to go. I got stuff to do. By the way, I'm watching over you. So he's kind of like that. So I would sense that's going to play out for you. But this thing that you're doing is amazing. So yeah, Spirit's like really backing you on this more than you think.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I hope
that
helps.
It does. Quite a bit.
Okay. All right, my dear. Well, hey,
yeah,
thanks
awesome.
For Who, me?
Yes,
I
you.
Well, thank you. I was really worried this today. I'll tell you what, guys. I was sitting at work going, oh, my God, how am I going to do mediumship? I haven't done this forever. It's great to be back on the horse, and everything's just flowing in just like I never missed the beat. So thank you to the other side, guys. You guys are rock. All I know is I was just going, blah, 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 blah. It's just coming through. So, you know, that was cool. I had a great time with that reading. And thank you to everyone. Oh, boy, we got a full audience. Hey, I didn't even look at I was so into the reading, I didn't even look at how many people are in the chat room. Hello. God, I'm going to have to read off all these folks. But do you want to stay on, Priestley? I mean, do you want to stay on air and just sit with us, or do you want to just need me to put you on?
I'll sit with you.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is it's 11:03. We got 26 minutes remaining. I am going to read off the list of all the folks out there. We've got Atomic Fox 84. Wow, dude. Uranium or plutonium? We've got Frank Ferrer. We've got Gerber Daisy TM. Giraffe Angel. Hello, Giraffe Angel. I've been seeing that Russian guy with commercials with the little teeny giraffe, you know, and he's going, no pain, no pain, you know. So every time I think of that, I think of you, Giraffe Angel. Guest 30853 and 31114, you're from France. Good to see you. Gina, hello, Holistic Life Designs. She is a sweetheart. Everybody give a big hug to her. She's really an angelic figure on earth. She's really here in disguise. That's the whole point of her existence. She's in disguise. She's doing good in the world. Don't look. Just watch what she does. Yes. And we've got Jack Burton, 81. Good to see you. Mother Jerry, hello. Big hug to you. I haven't seen you in a while. Mystic Shava is with us. She's on air. She's with me. She's my co-host. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Are you doing good in your sick room? Are you better
now?
Oh, no, Coquino. Yeah, no, no, no. You cannot be sick. This is good. Okay, so we got her. And let's see. We got many people here. Let's see. We have Papa CE. Papa CE. Is it like the Windows CE operating system? It's the next version is Papa. We have Priestley Marie. She's on air with us, too. She's the other co-host here. We've got TKL Star, and I've been seeing TKL Star all over the place. Hello. X Michael B. Monty's X. Okay. That's an interesting name. I cannot say that three times fast or I will get really messed up. And we have a new guest, 31472, also from France. Okay, so we've got everybody all accommodated. We do have a caller out there. We have a caller out there. Let's see. But I am going to. I need to take a station break for just a second. I'm going to play a little music. Run up to the house real quick, and just grab something for my throat because I am a little bit parched. So we got a little bit of time left, and so I will do that, and then we will take the 816 caller that I see out there. So I'm going to play some Bumper Arizona, and this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. You're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com, and we will be right back. Just checking on parents, make sure that everything's going good up at the house, and grab some coffee. Feels better.
Are
good to be
okay?
Back.
What's that?
Are they doing well?
Yeah, just making sure that we have everything in order. Every so often I just get that feeling I have to go check on things, you know. And, yeah, I really was parched a little bit, but I also just want to make sure things are okay at the house. You know, every 2 weeks Dad's been in the hospital with something, so we just go up and check, you know. It's one of those things I feel like I've got to go, you know, as kind of the guy doing the engineering and all the support systems around here, you just have to kind of go check on things, you know.
Yes.
So, we have an 816 caller. We got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we're going to go ahead and take the 816 caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, I'm Atomic Fox, 84.
Hi, Atomic Fox. How you doing?
Actually, my name is Drew, but I wanted a general reading. I was a little nervous.
Oh, God, no. Don't be nervous. Heck, we're just regular folks here.
So what do you see in the coming months? During the summertime, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to just go blind on this because, I mean, that's a good test of a medium and psychic is just to go blind. The immediate thing I get here was something with job and a change of job or something, a change of location with job, but it's job related. There seems to be something with that. And have you had concerns about this? Is this a concern thing with your current work or employment situation? I mean, is that? Okay. There's a woman. You're not married, right? You're married?
I just got divorced. I got divorced last year.
Okay. Is there a new woman? There's a new woman. I'm getting this woman making big appearance. Woman. Blonde. Blonde woman. Blonde. Real blonde. Very blonde.
Not yet.
Okay, well, you wanted to know about summer, right? and having been through a divorce, I have some experience as an older male who has been through this. Yes, love will come again. But I just have a sense that there's a woman, who's had her eye on you and your goose is already cooked, okay? The employment thing, I think that if you need to just not worry about it, that's something that's going to just resolve itself. If you just stick to your deadlines and keep delivering what you do, whatever this is, your job is, that's the key, is just be on time with what you promised to do and just get it done. And then this thing, whatever the concern is, I think will take care of itself. If it does not, and this is conceivable, it could be because it's things outside your control, another opportunity will present itself because you've taken the effort to try to improve on your situation. So taking the actions now to do, to do these basic things that are common sense stuff is good. But the most important thing outside the job is this woman appearing, and she's already been around you. You've already been seen. I already said your goose is cooked. You're done.
I do meet people, I don't have a problem with that. It's just me that I don't make that connection. Like, I just don't feel that. I mean, yeah, they're into me, but I'm just not, I don't feel that connection, and that's what kind of shies me away a little bit. But the job thing, you're right on that. I don't know. Do you see another job change coming up? Is that what you see?
I feel if I were to put it into perspective, it feels like it's some sort of job that. Oh, I see, and I, you know, here I am, I'm looking right at it. You're doing electronic warfare and training. Is that what that's saying? So
yeah,
currently,
but I mean, like.
So you're military. So you got a military thing going on.
Right now, but I mean, that's just my reserve status. But
yeah,
I do have a civilian job where it's a contractual and it's ending soon, and
I think that if you number one, with the fact that you've got the military background and working in I work in defense, and so it's I've been around this kind of thing all the time, and you see it come and go. We're dealing with a situation right now with a guy who came in and did some consulting work for us, and he did just a bang up job. I mean, this guy came in and I was hitting a technical problem I couldn't solve, and this guy just came in, and just by him being there, he opened a few doors in my thinking, and I actually solved the problem, but it was because he was there like a catalyst, and then
right.
He showed me some ways to make it even better, and we fed off each other, and I gave him high marks and said, we want this guy back. And that's the kind of thinking that I'm getting with you is that invaluable service that you can do going above and beyond the extra mile kind of deal. That's the kind of stuff that'll get you new jobs and keep that stuff going. It's a big deal. Now the divorce thing is an even bigger deal. I know you shied away back to the job, but I'm going to pull you back in because you're done. It's what's going on is the divorce stuff happens, and we men tend to close up. We're like all hurt. We don't want to talk about it, or cavemen, and we just go into the cave and we just want to just be robots and just do shit. You know what I mean? And sorry, I cussed on here, but that's the way we are. So when we do that, we're kind of covering up. And the deal is it's like you said exactly the kind of thing that happened to me is I just shut down after my divorce, and I was like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. It sucks. It just hurts too much. No. You just give yourself permission to feel that way, but entertain the possibility that in the midst of all of that, there may be the right lady will come along, and she will be somebody that you haven't met her in person yet, but she has seen you. That's the sense I get of this, and that she is aware of you. You are not yet aware of her because you are like so many other men. We are great Neanderthals. We walk around going, ugh. The Mongol go get gas. Mongol do this. I go there. Yes. So you're doing the Mongol bit, and what's happening is she's got her eye on you, and you are she's seeing you for who you are. Yeah, who we got there?
It's me. It's Hava.
Okay.
Do you mind if I interject something?
I have no minds of that. I have no mind. What do you think? You think I actually have a brain? Are you insane? Go ahead. Yes. Yes, we have multiple mediums here, multiple mediums on staff here at GRI. Yes.
I'm sorry. What's your name? What's your real name? Or if you want to give it, you don't have to.
Drew.
Drew,
that's right, Drew. I thought I'd heard it. Okay, Drew, and please, if you feel I'm wrong, please say so, okay? But I just get this feeling very strongly that you feel you may actually be called up. You're in reserve status right now, and you're really kind of concerned about it. Is that right?
That is correct.
Well, I feel you going to Europe. I really do. And I feel this in the Poland-Germany area, and I feel this woman John's talking about is there. And she sees you spiritually. That's what I feel like. This is what I kept getting as the two of you were talking. But I feel like you're going to be just fine. You don't have to worry. I really do. I don't feel that you have anything to be afraid of. And I understand where you're coming from. I have a son who was in Afghanistan. I'm sorry, he was in Iraq, and then he went to Germany, and now he's in Afghanistan. And I'm just praying to God he gets fit to Libya, I know how you feel. And he's in the Army as well. He was at Fort Riley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been there twice, and I think that the marriage that I went through, I think because I was deployed, I think that was part of you know, why the marriage ended.
Right. Huh? Right. Why you got a divorce. Yeah, I totally understand. My son went through the same thing.
But
I get the sense that, you know, this was, you know, when your divorce happened that, you know, there were real differences in the personalities, and the woman that is coming is going to be much more into the same type of work you're doing. It'll be more likes than not likes, and so you two will really be simpatico. And that's the sense I get of it. And she's right. It's absolutely going to be fine. You just give yourself permission to allow. That's the big thing. Just allow it to happen. Don't second guess. Don't try to you know.
You said she's
just,
blonde.
Just let it be. Blonde. Oh God, blonde. I'd be getting blonde. Well, you know, if it was a poster child of blonde, it would be blonde.
You know, that's funny because that's what I'm attracted to. I'm surprised you say that.
Well, she's got. I'll give you this much: when you see her, you're going to know because she's got eyes that would like stop a clock at, you know, 200 feet. I mean, she casts those eyes on, and you're done. I mean, and
well,
they're very
big,
unique eyes.
Yeah, blonde with big, gorgeous eyes is very typical in Poland and Germany.
Yeah. Well, I think you're dead on with the connection with the reassignment and all that. I was just focusing on the emotional stuff and all that, but I couldn't get a location. So this is the wonder of having multiple mediums on staff here. So yeah, I think you're right on with what you're seeing there. The sense is though, end of the year, this all starts coming into play. Getting towards fall, maybe August, July, August, and then right into fall, this will start happening.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because in the Army, they start making these decisions in the spring, they tell them about it in the summer, they end up going late fall. That's typical Army.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so... That's sort of the you put us in the spot and we came through, man.
Yeah, you did. I was scared to get this reading. I was like, I just don't know. What more bad news can I have? You know.
I knew you were through because I could feel that in the chat room. That's why I was messing with you, because I had this real strong feeling like. Coddling you and being like, oh, I'm so sorry, was the worst thing for you, that I needed to, like, jab you a little. And I hope you understand that I pick these things up sometimes, and I had no idea you were really in the military. I thought you were kidding, but
no.
I still felt like you did not need someone to go, oh, poor baby, that you really needed someone to say, look, you can do this. Stand up, because you can do it. You're going to be okay. You're going to be great. You have nothing to fear. You are going to prevail. I do not see you checking out anytime soon, so don't be afraid. It's going
to
be all right.
You don't think my ex will come back, or she'll try to come back to me at all? It's not that I'm stuck. It's not me. I think it's her. I mean, she'll send, you know, some emails here and there, maybe regretting the whole thing, but I won't respond at all. I mean,
the sense I get is token effort, but it would be
you're basically
that's done. That's in the past.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just not respond,
right.
And that will take care of itself. Just the fact that you would. And I feel like it'll be a physical meeting. It won't be a thing that's remote. She'll try to horn in on your life, and you just go, okay, yeah, that's nice. Have a nice life. See you later. And that happened to me, and I basically shut it down because I was done. I was physically, mentally, spiritually done with the marriage, and I could not imagine another moment of going through that. It was just too painful. And so that's the sense I get with you. You really went through it. You know,
yeah.
With this whole situation, and it's really rough on both parties. But to try to rekindle that, too much is, you know, the sense I get right off the bat, too much has been done.
Yeah,
you know, and you've got a brighter future ahead of you. The life path is already, and the agreements are already in place. You know, when you come into this life, and all these things are going to happen. It's just following it, you know, and that you, and just going with your heart and trusting your instincts. And you seem like the kind of guy that does that. So just trust your gut, you know, and I think you're going to be.
I totally agree with John. I think I don't see whether or not it's going to be in person or on email or whatever, but I do feel like she will try to check in with you. But just let it go. And don't worry about it. I feel like you really want to repair this, but don't. It's dead. It's over. Don't worry about it. Let it go. You've got something better coming, just like John said.
Yeah. Just remember, electric eyes, blonde. And you're going to have a great time. Yeah, so and I just want to find out what happens at the end of the year when you call back and go, you remember me? And I'm going, oh, yeah, I remember that call. Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. How's life in the how's life in Europe? Oh, Poland. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, you're right. So I hope that helped you, my friend.
I hope so, too. Thank you for, you know, for your services. I just, I guess I was nervous. I don't know what
to expect. Oh, no problem. No, that's one thing is never be nervous with a reading because, you know, the people that are nervous are the ones on this side of the aisle who are going to go, what? I got to read this? Oh, okay, I'll try. Okay. I have no information to go on. We'll just let spirit do the talking and we just go, oh, good. And then you leap into the pool and stuff starts happening.
Yeah, and there's only two ways to take a reading. One, if you feel like it's truth, accept it. Two, if you feel like this does not sound right to you, just reject it and move on. Don't worry about it.
I feel like at this time you guys kind of focused on the path of reality that I'm on. I firmly believe in that. There's different realities and we change. There's, like, actions that we do that change that reality path. But I think you guys are focused on my path right now.
Awesome.
Okay. Guess what, guys? We got about 2 minutes. So, Drew, I want to thank you for calling in. And, yeah, definitely check back with us and let us know how it's going. We'll be regularly back on the air. Every week from now on. So, but anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start winding down this show. And let's see, Shava, thank you for co-hosting with me and doing readings with me.
You did a great show, John. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you, everybody, a big prayer for Shava to get better with her pneumonia. So we'll be doing that, and I will probably do a show tomorrow night or Sunday night. And I'm not depending on what's happening in life here on the ranch, the Broken Tree Ranch. So I will get the schedule all figured out, and then you'll see us back on sometime this weekend. Let's see, you got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to go ahead and do the readout here. We got Atomics Fox 84. That's Drew. We just read him. Great guy. We got Frank Ferrer. Gerber Daisy TM, Giraffe Angel. We got a bunch of guests out there. So many. I can't, you're all from France. Okay, there we go. Let's see. We have Gina, Holistic Life Designs. Gina is a sweet lady. And let's see. We got Jack Burton, 81. Mother Jerry, Mystic Shava with her. You're orange like me. Yes, we're two peas in a pod. Let's see. We got Papa CE, Priestly Marie, and TKL Star, and X Mike. LB Monty's X. I guess we can't say that. It's like insane. But it's a great name. And everybody's loving the show. Thank you, guys. And Shava, you are welcome anytime to come back and be on with me. If you want to do this again, the door is open.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, we got about 30 seconds left. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. You're listening to Soulstream. And we are going to wind out with a little bit of Enigma. Talk to you guys soon and see you later this weekend. Bye now.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.